Okay, so Rabbi Jonas Steinitz was in this weekend. He was telling me that in California, he discovered that there's a popular food that people make where they take raw fish and they put like either lemon juice or vinegar around it, and then they eat it as raw fish. And Shiloh was, I forgot what it's called. It has a name. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Something cheese, something, I don't know. But anyway, his Shiloh was whether you're allowed to make it on Shabbos, whether you're allowed to add the vinegar. Who said? Someone just said.
Yeah.
How did he say? Say it again?
Ceviche.
Ceviche, right, okay. Ceviche, something like that. So Pashas is a saucer. So the question is, what exactly is the issue? Then he started to say, well, it's not so Pasha, you can make cucumber salad on Shabbos either. And he spoke to Rav Sablovsky, and Rav Sablovsky said, it's pretty Pasha, it's saucer to make cucumber salad on Shabbos. So he said, doesn't everybody make cucumber salad on Shabbos? So the answer is no, most people make it before Shabbos, I think. But the Shaila is, what exactly is the issue? So I found a wonderful article online, just about salting vegetables on Shabbos. I'll share with you the basic outline. The basic idea is that there is a Gemara that tells us a clear Isser. There are two reasons suggested in Rishonim for the Isser. There are four heterim that we find for the Isser, and then we'll get into some of the examples and what is us. Are you allowed to make an Israeli salad on Shabbos? Are you allowed to just put some salt on some cucumbers on Shabbos? Are you allowed to... So let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Heim Beis Masech Shabbos has a machlokas about the Malach of Ibud, whether Yesh Ibud Ba'ochlin or Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin. Is there tanning when it comes to food? Rabbi Rav Huna holds Yesh Ibud Ba'ochlin, that there is a violation of tanning when one salts meat on Shabbos. The amount of salt that you would use to preserve the food if you're going on a trip, like you want to make a beef jerky or something like that. So to make beef jerky on Shabbos would be in Issur Da'oraisa, according to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, whereas Rabbi says, no, ain't Ibud Ba'ochlin, that there's no Ibud when it comes to food. And Rishonim Paskin like Rabbi, that's what the Rambam Paskins in the 11th Parak of Hilchah Shabbos like Rabbi, that ain't Ibud Ba'ochlin. It is therefore most curious that the Gemara tells us in Daf Kuf Ches of Nebeis that you're not allowed to salt radishes on Shabbos. Well, if it ain't Ibud Ba'ochlin, and the problem with salting is Ibud, so why can't you salt radishes on Shabbos? So this is a machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam writes that it's usher to salt anything similar to radishes. When the Gemara says you're allowed to salt eggs on Shabbos, but not things that are like radishes or that are similar to radishes. So Rashi says that even though there's no Ibud Da'oraisa by Ochlin, but there's still Ibud Midrabanan by Ochlin. And sometimes the Gemara will make a sweeping statement. Ein Schita B'Seyar, for example, the Gemara will say that there is no Schita when it comes to air. So the Rishonim point out, Midoraisa, but Midrabanan, you're not allowed to be Sochit Seyar either. So by Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin, that's what Rashi says. There's no Ibud Midoraisa Ba'ochlin, but there's still Ibud Midrabanan when it comes to Ochlin, when it comes to those foods that are radishes and anything similar to radishes, but not when it comes to eggs, because that's preferred in the Gemara, that there's no Ibud. The Rambam, however, says a little differently. Not that there's Ibud Midrabanan by Ochlin, but that when one salts foods, it's not a violation of Ibud, Ein Ibud Klal Ba'ochlin, but it's an Isser Midrabanan of that it looks like it's Kavush, and you're not allowed to be Kavush, you're not allowed to pickle food on Shabbos. That's an Isser Midrabanan of pickling food on Shabbos. Kavush is Kimavushal, so you're not allowed to pickle food on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to make pickles on Shabbos by putting cucumbers in a brine to make pickles. So this, when you put salt on certain types of food, it is a Dirabanan, says the Rambam, that it's nearer, that it looks like it's kavush. So the Mice in the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim that an Issur Dirabanan only applies to foods that are normally pickled. That such an Issur Dirabanan would only apply, so that's heter number one. That it only applies to foods that are normally pickled, and that's why the Gemara says radishes and things that are similar to radishes, but not eggs. No one pickles eggs, you pickle radishes. The Rav Nissim Karelitz in Chut Shani says that it's mutter for a person to salt an avocado on Shabbos, because no one pickles an avocado. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul in Or Litzion points out that potatoes aren't normally pickled, and therefore you're allowed to salt potatoes on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah quotes a Taz where he goes through examples of what are foods that are normally pickled. onions and garlic and cucumbers. And that's why l'chora one should not be allowed to salt cucumbers on Shabbos, to make a cucumber salad on Shabbos with salt, and certainly not with vinegar, which is what a cucumber salad is normally made with, because that's mamish kavosh. You're not allowed to be kovish vegetables. A big question whether you're allowed to make coleslaw on Shabbos. Coleslaw is cabbage, right? So if the cabbage is something that's considered to be something that's normally pickled, that's normally kavosh, so then you're not allowed to be kovish it in other things. So we have to figure out if any of the heterim would apply to making coleslaw on Shabbos. So that is heter number one. Heter number one is those vegetables that are not normally pickled. But for those vegetables that are normally pickled, the iser still stands. Heter number two, Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Chaf Aleph Siv Gimel that the Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis says that a person can salt one piece at a time and eat it right away. So as long as you're not pickling something that you do long term, where you're pickling a whole jar, and then you'll slowly eat the pickles over time. But something that you're just doing one at a time to salt and eat right away, that's no problem. That's why a person can make a tomato and dip it in, take a tomato and dip it in salt to eat it right away. That you're just dipping celery or tomato in salt, and that's no problem. The Taz in Shin Chaf Aleph Siv Katan Aleph said that there's no difference if you dip the tomato into the salt or you put the salt on the tomato. As long as it's on time and it's being done right away, so then you have that heter. So that is heter number two. So again, keeping score at home, heter number one is those things that are not normally kavush. Heter number two is something that is being eaten right away. A third heter is that the Shvos Yaakov points out that there was an old minhag in Klal Yisrael to salt cucumbers on Shabbos even more than one at a time. So people used to always eat salted cucumbers. So what's the heter? It's a vegetable that is normally pickled. That's how you make pickles. It's with cucumbers. And you do way more than one at a time. So is there another heter? So the Shvos Yaakov in Chelek Beis, Simin Yud Beis, writes that the reason it's mutter is because the cucumbers that were eaten and being salted were sliced. And only when you pickle full cucumbers is it a problem, not sliced cucumbers. Because the issur of salting vegetables on Shabbos is not only on vegetables that are normally pickled, it has to be in a way that they're normally pickled. And no one ever pickles pieces of cucumbers, they only pickle entire cucumbers. So that's that heter is mentioned in by Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Yed Aleph in footnote 6. That l'chora would allow one to salt a cucumber salad on Shabbos. However, it's hard to apply that nowadays. You go into the pickle aisle of your local grocery store and you will find the pickle spears, and you will find the jaggedy edge, little circle ones that you put on the hamburgers, whatever, you're right. You find all the all sorts of sliced cucumbers that they pickle nowadays. So if you have peeled cucumbers or cut tomatoes, the chora, then you can be makel, because no one pickles peeled cucumbers. So maybe that would be a heter. Rabbi Ribiyat says that people can add salt to a bowl of vegetable soup on Shabbos because the vegetables were previously cooked and therefore they're not suitable for cooking. Now l'chora, now that people make cucumber salad and it's kavush in vinegar and with peeled cucumbers, so l'chora even peeled cucumbers you should have the problem with salting, because it's derech to do kvisha on it. Anything that's derech to do kvisha on is going to be a problem. And certainly, actually making the cucumber salad is l'chora obviously asur. A fourth heter is based on the Mishnah Shabbos Kuf Chesam Beis that Rabbi Yossi asked making salt water on Shabbos because it looks like you're getting ready to put vegetables inside. So Rabbi Yossi says that if you mix oil with the salt, then it's mutter, because oil takes away the koach of the salt. So Magen Avraham says, so there's a heter. You can salt vegetables on Shabbos if you pour oil on them, because the oil is going to take away the potency of the salt. And Magen Avraham says, and not only that, you could even add the oil after you put on the salt. L'chora, that's a great chiddush, because if the Maisa Isra is putting on the salt, salt, then why does adding oil later, how does that work as a corrective measure? But that's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's quoted by the Ben Ishchai, it's quoted by the Aruch HaShulchan, it's quoted by the Mishnah Brura. Rav Vadia writes, still much better in Liv Yaschein, he says much better to be machmir, put the oil on before the salt. So if you're making a salad dressing or something, and the salad has raw onions, and onions are a type of vegetable that it's the derech to be kovish, so you have to be careful, l'chara. So if there are other ingredients other than the salt in the dressing, there's some oil in the dressing, which almost every dressing has some other, some liquid ingredients other than vinegar or salt, so then that would solve that problem. So you could salt a plate full of vegetables, a cucumber salad, an Israeli salad, if you add some oil to it. So if you're making an Israeli salad with tomatoes and cucumbers, so by adding oil to the dressing, that would l'chora make it mutter. There are different types of vinegar, wine vinegar is not the same as regular vinegar. Regular vinegar, we assume that is kvisha. Wine vinegar, we assume, weakens the salt, that it has the opposite impact, that it makes it more of a heter. That's what Shmuel Shabbos Kilchsa points out. So l'chora, based on all of this, it should be usher to salt an egg salad even, or a potato salad, if there are raw onions mixed in, because as long as there are raw onions is derech lichbosh, you shouldn't be able to even salt these things. So in fact, Rav Nissim Karelitz paskins just that, and as does Rabbi Ribiat. However, in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, Rabbi Kleinman quotes from Shmuel Kamenetsky, that you're allowed to salt an egg salad that has onions in it on Shabbos, because he says, since there are food items in that salad that aren't normally pickled, and you're salting them all together, so then it doesn't look like pickling. Ooh, so now we have heter number five, if you accept it. Not everyone accepts it. Shmuel Kamenetsky said there that when it's a combination of different vegetables, some of which never get pickled, then you can put a dressing, so to speak, on the or salt on the whole thing. So again, we had when it came down to it, we had 4.5 heterim. Right, the first heter is that it only applies, the whole issur of salting something only applies to vegetables that are normally pickled, not to eggs, let's say. Second, that it's mutter if you do it one at a time. Third, that if it's not the derech to pickle it in that way, like it used to be with sliced cucumbers, then it's going to be mutter, although that heter falls by the wayside nowadays. Fourth, for the cucumbers at least. Fourth, adding oil is going to make it mutter. And then fifth, if you accept it, that when it's a combination of different types of vegetables, some of which normally get pickled and some of which don't, perhaps there is room to be maker. So the chora, at the end of the day, can you make an Israeli salad on Shabbos? So there are heterim, because we probably usually put oil in the dressing, and that therefore makes it mutter. Can you make a coleslaw on Shabbos? So if there's oil in the dressing, l'chora, that would make it mutter. I'm not sure what other heterim you'd have unless you make it all to eat right away for that meal, and that you're not making enough to have leftovers. Can you make cucumber salad on Shabbos? That is probably definitely aser. But again, most people l'chora don't do that anyway. So that's a little bit about salting vegetables on Shabbos.